Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another Wild in Bed, your Monday night destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, before I get started tonight, I owe you an apology. Unfortunately, I was laid up most of last week, so was unable to record the latest chapter from Lamb to the Slaughter. I will make it up to you this week. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and deeper satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own fantasies just for coming. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy the deep sensations of this story, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. Let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress for the next 30 minutes or so. It's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the words caressing over your body. Michelle paused at the bottom of the steps. It was only a short flight, maybe 4 or 5 steps, but the doors that stood at the top had been so intimidating for so many years. Slowly, taking each step, all those memories come flooding back to her. The memories of being back in high school. The noise, the banter, the gossip. The fun. All that so long ago. And as she steps up to the doors and pushes them open, the corridors seem somehow to smell the same. But they are quiet now. Somewhere in the distance there is music playing. Music that she remembers from the last time she was here. But for the moment she has somewhere else to go. Somewhere else she needs to see. Walking along the corridor, looking at the walls and notices. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Looking desperately for the familiar door. Even after all these years, she can remember coming to this room. She can remember the lessons, the teacher, the fantasies. And she puts her hand on the latch and pushes the door open. Memories flood back to her of French lessons, of listening to foreign words drip over her ears, of the warmth of the teacher's voice. Mr. Hordern, or Mr. Hardon as they used to call him, because he permanently seemed to have an erection. He was a fantasy of every girl in that class. With his shoulder-length dark hair, looking shaggy, his trimmed beard, as he strutted across the room in front of all the young women, speaking French with such passion, with such warmth. Already Michelle can feel the trembling in her thighs, the aching in her core, as memories of him flood back into her mind. Moving into the room, she closes the door behind her, wanting a little privacy. The desks are laid out exactly the same. The chalkboard that was once there has been replaced, but she can still remember his fingers tracing the white chalk across the board. Moving back to her desk, she pulls out a seat and sits down. Her fingers lovingly trace over the desk, finding her name still etched in the wood. Those long French lessons, and how they'd filled her mind with such desire at such a young age. Such passion, such need. She can see him now, right there in front of her. And how her eyes used to focus down his strong chest, across the flat plane of his stomach, to that permanent bulge in his pants. And how she used to wonder how that would feel to be inside of her as he spoke those beautiful French words, warm and glowing, how they caressed her, touched her in such a way she didn't know words could touch her, as she closes her eyes, remembering the fantasy she had of him calling her in after school. Everybody else had left. The room, the school was empty, apart from the two of them. And as he leaned over her, pointing out the errors in her French work, she could feel the strength of his erection pushing against her shoulder. She could smell his desire as his hard cock throbbed against her, turning and seeing it there just before her, his hands moving through her hair, before he leans in and kisses her deeply, lifting her up by the back of her head and moving her onto her desk, his hands sliding up her legs, feeling that soft flesh along the inside of her thighs. Her young pussy aching to be touched for that very first time, longing to be filled by his hot desire. As her legs pull him closer, he slides his zipper down on his pants, releasing his erection, throbbing against her clit, feeling its warmth, that warmth for the very first time as he teases between her lips, looking into her eyes, knowing this is her first time as he thrusts deep into her pussy, stretching her lips around his girth. She gasps and moans at the instant pleasure cascading through her body. Without realizing it, Michelle's fingers have drifted down to her thighs, pushing hard through her skirt, rubbing her clit at the memories of how she wanted him to fuck her, how she wanted him to be inside of her, to take her virginity. And without warning, she feels an orgasm cascading down her body, her legs trembling as she sits in the seat, the desires from all those years ago flooding back over her body, as her orgasm explodes deep into her core. Gently the music gets louder, drifting into her memories, into her desires. Strangely, it's the same last song they played when she left high school, taking a moment, panting, letting the pleasure of her memories move over her body, before she lifts herself on the chair, resolute that she must attend the reunion party. Her desires satisfied for the moment, she walks down the corridors following the music, as if it was luring her into some dark and hidden part of the school. And then pushing through into the main hall, some familiar faces and some that have aged so badly she really can't remember who they are. But there, over by the makeshift bar, Mr. Hawthorne stands. Memories flood back to her once again, and her pussy twitches with need. His hair is a little greyer now. His beard more trimmed and flecked with silver. You can notice the wrinkles around his eyes as he smiles and laughs, something more defined about him. He has matured into such a beautiful man. Age has certainly served him well. Suddenly flooded with a moment of self-doubt, she wonders if he would even remember her. It was so many years ago, more years than she cares to remember, and she was only one girl, in many classes. No doubt all of them having fantasies about his rugged good looks and that pressing erection inside his pants. She stands there for a moment, taking in the scene. He suddenly turns and smiles at her and waves, beckoning her over. Without thinking, she finds her legs carrying her over to where he stands. His face bright and cheerful, his smile radiant, and his eyes, they still have that sparkle. They still have that magic, that heat burning inside them. Without thinking, Michelle's eyes drop lower, down over his stomach. But unfortunately, in the shadows, she can't see whether his cock is still that hard. And as they start to talk, the words just seem to drift past her. All she can remember is him speaking French. Every word he says translates into French, and all she can hear is this beautiful French reverberating tone around her. Suddenly she feels his hand in hers, leading her to the dance floor, pulling her close. She can't even hear the song, just the sound of his whispers against her ears, feeling him press against her, his hard cock teasing at her body. Without thinking, she lets her hand drop down his stomach, caressing his cock through his pants, as he whispers, "Let's go to my classroom," looking up at him. She smiles gently before they kiss, their tongues entwining, passion already beginning to burn through her body as memories flood back of desires and fantasies as her hand squeezes his cock a little harder through his pants, feeling how swollen, how warm he is for her, rubbing the pad of her thumb over the end of his cock through his pants. She smiles and whispers, "Let's." Leaving the main hall and the reunion party long behind them, Michelle and Mr. Hordern return to his classroom, back to the source of her desire, her very first fantasies, her very first crush. Closes the door behind them, locking it, making sure that no one else can get in. This is their time to enjoy the fantasies that have lived with Michelle for all these years. With his fingers caress over her chin, easing through the back of her hair, his lips brush across hers. The gentle throb between her thighs begins to grow again. She feels her panties already getting wet as he sucks on her lips gently. His hands moving down, slowly unbuttoning her shirt. Gently she feels the cool air brush across her breasts as he exposes her lace bra in the unheated room. Desperately she fumbles for his zipper, easing her fingers inside, needing to feel that hard length finally between her fingers, looking up at him as she grasps his cock hard. He groans loudly, the urgency in his body quite definite, quite strong, as she slides her hand up and down his shaft. He leans back against his desk as she lowers herself onto her knees, kissing along his length, watching every movement across his face as her tongue flicks up and down his shaft, sucking at his length, kissing it, teasing it with the edge of her teeth, feeling it grow even firmer in her mouth as she slides her lips up and down his shaft, watching him, listening to him moan, as she sucks him even deeper, her fingers caressing his balls, feeling them tighten, knowing that he wants her as much as she wants him. Smiling to herself, she stands and puts her hands over his desk, leaning forward, inviting him into her. She lifts her skirt. He moves quickly behind her, his fingers sliding inside of her panties, thrusting between her damp lips, massaging the inside of her pussy as his cock twitches at her ass. Desperate, burning with need, burning with urgency. She can feel him swelling against her as his hands slide over the cheeks of her ass, his cock teasing her lips as he pushes deep into her pussy, his fingers sliding across the rosette of her ass, teasing it as he fucks her deeper and deeper, her lips sucking at his cock, feels it so swollen inside of her, so aching. She feels her pussy clutching at his cock as it swells inside of her, her lips stretched around his girth as he thrusts in and out of her pussy. She feels her legs trembling already. All this desire, all this fantasy of all this time, coming back right now into her body as she feels the trembling moving through her stomach, the swirling sensation moving up to her breasts. Louder and louder she moans as he fucks her harder and harder, pulling her back onto him, his fingers sliding up and down her back, around her shoulders, pulling her hard onto him as his cock thrusts even deeper into her pussy. Her clit sliding up and down his shaft, her body tensing. She feels her orgasm growing already. She feels it tensing inside her thighs, inside her pussy, inside her breasts, waiting to release, waiting to let go, needing to feel him come inside of her at long last. And as his body tenses against her pussy, she feels his cock pulsing inside of her. Warm streams of cum shooting deep into her pussy as he moans loudly, growling with satisfaction as he shoots his load deep inside of her. Her own body responding in perfect symphony. Aching, she clutches the side of her desk as her orgasm explodes all along the length of his thrusting cock. Panting, she feels him withdraw, turning, not wanting him to leave her. She slides around on the desk while he drops between her thighs, her legs on his shoulders, as his tongue wickedly caresses her clit, his fingers sliding deep into her pussy, the weight of her orgasm continuing, growing once again. She clutches at the desk at his hair, anything as his eyes watch her. That sparkle, that glow, that heat burning through her body. As her hands move over her breasts, pinching her nipples, watching him, as his tongue licks her clit, sucking it, she feels her orgasm growing again, relentlessly burning through her body, her legs tensing around his head, pulling him tighter onto her, pushing her pussy up, riding his lips as his fingers push even deeper into her pussy, massaging her as she cries his name, as she hears him whispering gentle phrases against her pussy, the resonation in his voice vibrating against her clit. De Chate, au God, si bien. Je souffre de gote, ton viennant. Venez sur ma bouche. Ma bête, est-ce difficile pour toi? Viens pour moi maintenant. She hears those beautiful words, pulsing deep inside her pussy as she comes again, pulling him so tight onto her pussy, as her body explodes in beautiful orgasm. As his tongue caresses gently, the waves of her orgasm slowly descending, her body trembling, her satisfaction complete for the moment. He kisses gently up her thighs, her body trembling once again, with the after waves of pleasure, up her stomach. Gently he kisses over her breasts, sucking teasingly on her nipples. Her body responds, she moans loudly, gasping, pleasure moving up and down her body still as he kisses up her neck. She feels his throbbing cock pushing against her stomach, letting her hand drop as she caresses it one more time. His gentle pulses of cum spurting over her stomach. She drags a finger through the warm cream, moving it over her lips, sucking on her fingers, holding his gaze as she tastes his essence, his warm passion, right there on her tongue, smiling. She says, "Well, that took us long enough." He grins back, barely able to speak. Smiling, she says, "I think you should know. I've applied for a job here as assistant to the French tutor. I have my interview tomorrow." Grinning, he leans forward and kisses her fingers, sucking them before kissing her deeply on the mouth, their tongues exchanging the taste of their pleasure. So, I hope you enjoyed that little story. Yes, just a quick one this week, as I say. It's been a tough week. So, anyway, next week we're going to have, yes, another story. Now, as I'm back on full recording duty again, you will get Lamb to the Slaughter this Friday. So I look forward to seeing you again on Friday, when we can get wild in bed all over again. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.